We left off our previous year with a practical question. What happens if somebody is going through some archaeological digging and he finds some of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, he finds a cup of the Beis HaMikdash, and he drinks from the cup? Was he over the Aveira of Me'ila, which means your Moil Behegdish means you're not allowed to have private benefit of something of Hegdish, and you get a knas if you're Moil Behegdish. So does Me'ila Behegdish apply to the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash post-Korban, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the Goyim? Does Me'ila in the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash apply? So, in order to understand the halachic discussion, we have to get familiar with a pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk in Yechezkel is a nevuah, it's a prophecy. Yechezkel lived by the Churban Bayis Rishon, and he was given a prophecy about the ultimate destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chof Beis, Vasi boisi fonai mehem, that Eibishter will, so to speak, turn his face from the Yidin, v'chilu es tzvuni, and they were mechalel the Beis HaMikdash, and the place where the Eibishter is hidden, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, mamish, the holiest of place, uvava poritzim v'chililuha, and the poritzim, which are basically people which are parots, basically people which are hefker, people which are, you know, not involved in kedusha, they come inside the Beis HaMikdash v'chililuha, and they were mechalel the Beis HaMikdash. So the Malbim explains this pasuk, and he explains that we're talking, the Eibishter is referring to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the Eibishter turns his face, the Shechina leaves the Heichel, and the Goyim come, and they're Mechalo the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Uboba Peritzim. What does it mean that the Peritzim come? Lakachas Klei HaMikdash, to take the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. V'chil, what does it mean that they are Mechalel the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash? We have in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Avram tells the Eibishter, Chalila Lach, Chalila to you, Ashoifet Kol Haaretz Loyase Mishpat. Well, the one that judges the entire earth, he shouldn't do things properly, he shouldn't do Mishpat. And Rashi says on the word Chalila Lach, Chulin Hu Lecha, that this is Chulin to you. This is like lowering, taking out of the Kedusha, making it choil. So what does it mean in our case? V'yoytziyum l'chulin, that the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash now have the status of chulin. Now what does this mean? And he says, if you want to know more, look in Gemara Avodah Zarah, Shekivan Shebo Baparitzim, which we see in that Gemara, that since the Peritzim came, Yotzu Mikdushasam, they went left their holiness. So we're going to learn a little bit about, if Goyim come and destroy a Beis HaMikdash, do the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash lose their Kedusha? And the Nafkimina, the difference would be, if it lost its Kedusha, so then you have Me'ila. If you didn't lose the, if it, then you don't have the Isser of Me'ila. If it did not lose its Kedusha, then you do have the Isser of Me'ila. It all boils down to a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, tells us about the rooms of the Azorah. And we had a room which was Mizrachis Tzvoinis, the eastern northern, which means all the way on the right. North in the Beis HaMikdash was right, south was left. And it says, what do they have in this lishka, in this room? Gonzu beis chashmonoyis avnei amizbeach. The Chashmonoim, when they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, the story of Chanukah, they were goynez the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, shikshiktsu anse yovan, because the anse yovan were meshakates, they were made disgusting. And Rashi explains, and the Gemara says, what did they do? Sheshiktsu l'avoydas kechovim. They were meshakates, these stones, for avoydas kechovim. What does this mean? Says Rashi. That the goyim seemingly ein adam oyser dover she'ein oyshaloi. Usually, you can't asher something that is not yours. It's ein oyshaloi. It's not yours. In this case, the Chomim, they were goyzer that it cannot be used for Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash once the Goyim desecrated it and used it for Avodah Zorah. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Papa says, that's not a raya. Hosom kro ashkach v'dorosh. In that case, they actually based it on a pasuk. Which pasuk? The pasuk in Yecheskel uvo baparitzim v'chileluha. What do we see from this pasuk? That actually was usur for the Yidden because the Goyim came and they were mechalel the Kel, the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rashi, listen to what Rashi says. Mekivon shenichnesu oivdei kechavim laheichol. Once the Goyim entered the Heichol, yotzu kel of lechulin. All the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash lost its kedusha, and now it is considered chulin, like regular keli. V'kivin the nafki l'chulin. Once it became chulin, kaninu befkeira. Now they became hefker, and the goyim were koine it with their hefkerus. Once it's hefker, the goyim were able to be koine it. V'havdelei dadu and became theirs. They actually acquired the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, or kishenishtam shubem loivetz kichovim. Once they used it for avodah zorah, nesru became osur. Because usually you can't asur something which is not yours. I decided to use your thing, I can't make it osur. However, says the Gemara, based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, it actually belonged to the goyim. How could it belong to the goyim if it was hekdesh? So first of all, from the fact that they conquered the Beis HaMikdash, the Kalim lost its status of Kedusha. Once it lost its status of Kedusha, it became Hefker. Once it became Hefker, the Goyim got it, and they became theirs. Once it was theirs, they were able to make it Aser by using it for Avodah Zorah. That's how Rashi describes the sequence of events in regards to the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash in the time of the Chashmonoim. However, if you look in the Mor HaGadol, which is the Baal HaMor in the back of the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, the Baal HaMor does not like this Mahalich of Rashi. Because he doesn't agree that if Goyim come in, they can make, because Goyim conquered the Beis HaMikdash, that makes it that it loses its Kedusha and it becomes Hefker. What koyach do Goyim have to be able to do that? Says the Mor HaGadol that there is a fact missing over here. Let's see what he says. He says, V'darshu, and they learned out from this pasuk, D'nafkulu l'chulin al yidei Yisroel. That it went out to chulin through the Yisroel. What does that mean? In other words, you have to understand that unfortunately in the time of the Yevonim fighting the Maccabim, you had a lot of Yidden that were on the side of the Yevonim. They were called Misyavnim. Yutaka had Rabbim Miad Matim, Tmeim Miad Toidim. They also had Zaydim Miad Oiski Soida Secho. You had Yidden, which Pashit, they were modern. They thought that the culture of the Yevonim was a better way to go, that would be the equivalent. You had in Russia, you had the Avaseksia, that they were on the sides of the Russians. You know, you had always in every time, unfortunately, Yidden which joined the Goyim, and certain point they were actually worse than the Goyim themselves. According to the Baal HaMor, the Goyim on their own did not have the koyach to be mechalel the Beis HaMikdash, the Kelim. Because the Yidin, the Misyavdim, came in, the Yidin had the koyach to ruin the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Once the Yidin made it chulin by doing terrible things as Yidin, that opened the door that the Goyim were able to now acquire it and thereby make it also with their Avodah Zarah. Now, as many Gemaras, when you have the Baal HaMor in the back of the Gemara, who's a Pirush on the Rif, you have the Ramban who argues with the Baal HaMor. And he says again very clearly that yes, we are speaking about Goyim, that Ugzeirus HaKosov Hoya HaKoil, that this was a special Gzeirus HaKosov, that when it comes to desecrating the Beis HaMikdash, yes, Goyim do have this Koyach, even though Bederech Klal, they're not involved in Me'ilah, they don't have the Koyach, but when it comes to destroying a Beis HaMikdash, the Goyim do have a Koyach to take off the Kedusha. So what comes out in our question? We know in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash by the Churban, you have a situation where Goyim came in and they were mezalzel in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't know that Yidden were helping the Romans at that time. So therefore, according to the Baal HaMor, the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash would retain its original Kedusha, because Yidden were never mechalel the Kedusha, the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. However, according to the Ramban, according to the other way of learning, that yes, Goyim, by conquering the Beis HaMikdash, they do have the koyach to be mechalel. So therefore, it would come out that the Kalim of the second Beis HaMikdash, once the Goyim destroyed it, would lose its Kedusha. And the Rabbonim say to be machmir, in case you find any Kalim, to be zor, according to the Shita of the Baal HaMor.